Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. For the whole show, Congressman Mark Amaday from CD2 on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, it's a big week here on the program with Carly Fiorina, Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, and now, to top them all, Congressman Mark Amaday of CD2. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for letting me back clean up, Sam.
We ran out of good people.
Okay.
I won the flip.
Let's get right to the top of the news this morning as we're taping this, which is the IRS data breach. Going back to May, it's now up to 334,000 taxpayers who have been exposed to these hackers. You know, Ira Victor has been on this program. He's with Data Clone Labs. They do computer security. And he says one of the problems is, both with businesses and the government, is that you have IT people when you should have security people working on these issues.
Yeah.
What do you think about this and the people who are going to get that letter from the IRS saying, your information was breached?
Well, you know, I serve on Financial Services Subcommittee in Appropriations, which is the folks who appropriate to operate the IRS. And the thing that we've seen, I think, during my tenure there is you get into some basic issues of competency. And I'm not trying to be mean to anybody, but it's like, listen, there are certain things you have to do in that thing. And so when you talk about competency, whether it was the lady that was going after the nonprofits because they're, you know, so you've got a politicization factor, and then you say, you know, just do the job. You're supposed to be above all that. And then you concentrate on the do the job part, and it's like, you're not doing a great job. And then they come in and testify, and they say, well, we're having to pull people off the taxpayer help because you won't give us all the money we want for, like, the Affordable Care Act and stuff like that. And you're going, what are your priorities? And by the way, at some base level, you are a revenue agency. Obviously, we're in the electronic age in terms of all the e this and that. It's like a big part of that, and it's not new, is you have to secure your data. And so when you can't secure your data, you know, you're out kind of, it's like, not that the IRS was ever first on everybody's list of, hey, let's send them a Christmas card or invite them to the party. The credibility factor there continues, if you can believe it, to slide, and this is just one of the ones where this is in the wheelhouse of your professional competency. So what the heck?
Well, all right. So, but as a congressman, what's your resolution to the IRS to say you need to fix this?
Well, I think it's you know what, Sam, and this is fair on Congress's part. It's like you don't need to be on Darrell Issa or now Jason Chaffetz's oversight committee to do oversight. You're supposed to, as a member of Congress, do oversight all the time. Now, we tend to concentrate on things that are more Nevada type, but that's one of the ones where it's like, hey, you know, regular order is maybe you ought to call them in and have a hearing and say, listen, we got this problem. What are you going to do? Who's in charge? Are they going to be going forward? What we've given you X amount of money. Are you spending it for that? Oversight is something that's supposed to occur every day. And I'll be honest with you. I think Congress has gotten away from that. And it's like you need to get back to it because you need to mind the store in terms of making sure that when you're giving people those public resources, that they're doing a professional job of whatever it is you're giving them to do it with.
You know, you talk about data breaches, and right now the Veterans Administration is trying to go from all paper records to digital records. And you mentioned to me in a conversation a few weeks ago about that couldn't that be hacked too, and to get into the vets records? Are you concerned about that?
Well, Ray, the reality is since, you know, in the old days it was, are you getting in somebody's mailbox and reading their mail? Well, now we're in the new one where it's like, information is all electronic for the most part. There's not many dinosaurs like me. I won't paint you guys with that brush left. But it's like, listen, you do everything with this and press a button and there it goes. And so it's like, listen, that's everybody's business. If you want, people talk about, although, you know, people talk about privacy and security of stuff, but then you look at Facebook and go, what are your expectations of privacy? You've just put your whole thing on there. But for the younger folks, but you know, whether it's the VA, whether it's the IRS, whether it's your local pharmacy, your bank, the retailer that you do business with, all that stuff is stuff that needs to be secured. And if it's not, then you're not doing your job. One of the fights we've got going right now is between the bankers and the retailers on who's really responsible for when you give your debit card at Target or wherever to make a payment, how is that information being secured? You know, the old days of just credit card fraud where somebody has one of those things, it's like that's even passe. It's like they just go online and get the whole Marianne. It's like, so, I mean, that's part of like turning the lights on any business. It's like you have to secure that data.
Well, and to go back to your Facebook point, you know, Facebook is no longer cool for the younger generation. They're on Instagram and all these other things. You know, it's those of us that are 50 plus who are the Facebook users. But there is a place there where you choose to put that information on Facebook, which may be stupid, but you don't choose to have somebody come in and hack your Social Security number, which is the key to so many other things. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it gets back to the NSA thing a few months ago where it's like, we're not going to read any of your stuff, we're just going to gather it. Or we're going to see if it came from Sam Shad or Ray Hager. And you sit there and go, if you'd have told me I'm not going to read your mail 40 years ago, but I am going to record all the return addresses, we'd have flipped out. You know, it's like, so there still is that expectation. And especially when it's like Social Security number, bank account, PINs, all that sort of thing where it's like, I don't need to go hold you up or mug you. If I'm good with this stuff, I can just do it all.
And AT&T, the big story in the New York Times yesterday, the AT&T working with NSA to way further than anybody had ever thought. Let's take a break. More with Congressman Amity when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shand.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers when we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amaday.
You know, Congressman, recently I did a story about you possibly running for governor in 2018. And
yeah, thanks for that.
You can't believe the readership that story got. We collect data on all of that stuff now, and it was the top of the charts for a couple of days. And I know that Senator Heller jokingly referred to you as Governor Amaday at a Jeb Bush rally. What kind of reaction have you gotten from that? Because it seemed like it was a very well-read piece.
Well, I mean, you got me in trouble with Pete Ernock because neither one of us checked with him before you asked the question or I answered it. So I'm dealing with that. But you know, it's actually a lot of people have said that. So I'm thinking maybe you were using it for something to undo your retirement and maybe get to be the editor to boot over at the newspaper. I mean, a power play on your part. I'm happy to be fodder for that mill. But you know what? I told people, I said, listen, we're concentrating on what we're doing now, and if there are opportunities, then we'll evaluate them. But you've started quite a little, and thank you very much. And I'm going to try to return the favor. I'm going to be in your neighborhood with my pickup with loudspeakers on the back, announcing that you're opening a convenience store in that residential area without a permit. Try to help you out with your neighbors. You know?
let's move along here. We got the opportunity to interview a bunch of presidential candidates, and as Ray mentioned, you have endorsed Jeb Bush.
Yep.
Carly Fiorina. Said she doesn't want to talk to Putin. She wants to improve the Sixth Fleet. She wants to put missiles in Poland. That we've done enough talking to Putin. This may be great for the campaign trail, but that doesn't make a whole lot of sense in the real world, does it?
Well, no, but I think she's probably reflecting the fact that there's incredible frustration with the foreign policy, I mean, with the Soviets in the Middle East, on the Pacific Rim, you name it. And so I can see where I think that's one of the reasons, Sam, you know, foreign policy is one of those things like, yeah, people pay attention and blah, 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 if there's something specific. But, I mean, you look around and I'm not trying to play to stereotypes or cultural stuff, but foreign policy is a huge concern for people, due in large part to, it's like you say, we're going to do something in the Ukraine. It's like, no, we're not. We're going to do something in the Middle East. It's like, really, what are we doing? We're going to do something on this. And so there's an incredible amount of frustration with that. But you look back at what's been successful in the past. Obviously, it's not the past, but I think from Teddy Roosevelt to Ronald Reagan and even after that, you have to deal from a position of strength. And if you say you're going to show up and we're going to serve vanilla ice cream, and then you show up and you're handing everybody a popsicle, your credibility goes with that, no matter who you are. And that's the situation.
All right, but let me put it into a different perspective that certainly is going to make you look good, which is that you are somebody who works behind the scenes, crossing the aisles to get people to work together. The Lands Act was a great example of that. And that's really how things get done. It's not, you know, we had a mutually assured destruction pact with the Russians for a long, long time during the Cold War. That's one way of dealing with things, but the other way is to actually engage with nations and see if you can change things. This country is not ready to spend money beefing up the Sixth Fleet and, you know, starting new wars. I just don't see that. Do you?
Well, no, as an elective course, Sam, but I think one of the things that's got most people worried right now is we may not get to fill out our schedule. I mean, you talk about this Iran thing. Iran was not a candidate to be a member of the nuclear club 10 years ago. What's changed in the last 10 years? Well, a few things have changed, but I would submit they're not positive. And once you get that, you know, being a student of history, so, well, now what about the Saudis? What about the Jordanians? What about, you know, the Kuwaitis? What about the UAE? And I think it's fair to say that it's an incredibly unstable place, region, on this planet. And so you look at all that stuff and say, what are you going to do if these guys do this? And it's like, I don't know that they are or they aren't, but you got to plan for that. And so, no, you're not going to go on a renewed defense buildup. But by the same token, you do have to know what your assets are enough to know that if you say you're going to do something, you A, have the assets to do it, and B, that you will follow through on that.
But then you also have to put into that calculation about the Middle East the fact that A, the Saudis have not wanted to join in the war in any way. They have the biggest military by budget, but they've not sent the troops in.
Yep.
And also, Israel has hundreds of nuclear weapons, including on nuclear subs. If anybody is going to pop out or break out with some kind of nuclear weapon, I think the Israelis, backed by the United States, are going to stop it pretty darn quickly.
Well, I think we're at the point where it's like, well, these are pretty interesting times, and times will tell. And you'll have 30, 40 days from now, you'll see if the president can find 34 votes in the Senate. They're not even lobbying the House on the Iran deal. I think they've counted their votes, or they haven't bothered to count them. So they're looking to get to 34 in the Senate with the whole thing. And we'll see. But you know, the thing that's changed too, Sam, is for the folks over in that region that are playing, they're not just playing, working behind the scenes, trying to say, hey, our tribe, this tribe, what about this, what about that? I mean, they've taken to a very public way of going, not, hey, we want your oil, we want your this, we want your that, of going, we disagree with you, and we simply want you to assume room temperature in the most violent public way possible. And it's like, you know, I mean, people are trying to get a little bit numb to that, but the reality is that didn't happen 20 years ago. That didn't happen. And so when you look at that new approach from some of those folks over there, you're going, hey, at some point in time, I hope it doesn't happen, but at some point in time it may happen where it's like, hey, it's us against you, and there's only going to be one winner. So I hope that doesn't come to that, but that's certainly been brought into play as one of the potential scenarios down the road.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congressman Amity when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're Grady for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This Wednesday, this Thursday, our 38th anniversary sale with our lowest payments ever advertised continues.
Plus, we are marking down bedrooms, living rooms, and all motion furniture to new lower prices.
Closeouts, overstocks at new, even lower prices.
There's no interest until May 2021 with equal payments.
It's a sale within a sale, and it's 2 days this week. This Wednesday, this Thursday.
Our 38th anniversary sale at More Furniture for Less.
Mark your calendar now for the first week in September as more than 20 of the nation's top rib cookers gather for the 27th annual Best in the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off. The fun includes the Nugget World Rib Eating Championship, free entertainment, craft vendors, the country's best ribs, and the new all-you-can-eat Ribster Lunch Saturday, September 5th. Satisfy all your senses at the last great barbecue of summer, September 2nd through 7th on Victorian Square. Come hungry and enjoy the Best in the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off. For event information, go to NuggetRibCookoff.com.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amadei from CD2.
You know, yesterday you held a town hall meeting with veterans to talk about the Veterans Administration and its problems. And Dina Titus, the representative from Nevada's 1st U.S. House District, told me again recently that she wants to move the main VA regional office in Nevada from Reno to Las Vegas. You have been opposed to this before. Are you now going to maybe submit to Representative Titus's will on this, or do
no.
you still?
So what's your next question?
No, it seems like you two go back and forth on this.
We get along well. I mean, I invited her to come down to the meeting in my office when Undersecretary Hickey was there to talk about the new replacement in Reno, and I actually brought it up in kind of a, I said, geez, we sent you 20 people down there, so you've got some folks on the ground. But in this e-age where, trying to do as much as you can online, yeah. I mean, I don't want it. I'm an old-fashioned guy where FaceTime, I think, is still my preference, but I'm probably in the minority. But it's like as we transition more and more into that, quite frankly, what difference does it make in the context of you've got people for FaceTime down there? They're going to continue to send claims around the nation to level workloads, not just for Reno, but for other places that need it. So where the office is in the context of are you getting good service or bad service, it is starting to mean less and less, I think, in a future sense. And then you look at, it's a certain number of jobs up here, something like that. And in the context of Las Vegas, so, I mean, we give each other a bad time kind of playfully. I says, hey, if things continue to go bad, maybe I'll help them load up and move down there. But as a practical matter, it's like, listen, they're in a new facility. They've got a long-term lease. They're responding to what they need to in southern Nevada. So while I think it's a nice political bauble as an operational thing, it's like, well, I get it. It's like, hey, we'd like the main office to be in Las Vegas. And it's like, well, I know you would. But there's other ways for you to do a good job for your district and me too. It's like, to get right down to the point is, we've talked to the VA, remain in contact. Like, the minute somebody starts thinking about moving an office, obviously we want to know. Just because it's like, well, if there's a good reason, I guess we'll talk about it. But if it's just to move it so somebody can say, I got the Vero in my town, I mean, I would expect the same response if it wasn't in my town. I just want to be able to tell the people of Reno and the Truckee Meadows and Western. It's like, nah, we got more important stuff to work on.
Okay, let's talk about immigration, because as much as immigration is a huge topic in the election cycle, there are practical realities going on, and things are going to be going away here pretty soon. And one of the things that you're involved with is the EB-5.
Right.
Immigration status, which for those that are not aware is for entrepreneurs that want to invest $1 million or more in a U.S. company. And we saw SLS in Las Vegas being funded in a lot of ways through EB-5s. Where are we with that, and do you think that that's going to come through? Because it's expiring pretty soon.
Well, the judiciary folks who have the main jurisdiction are telling us that that's going to be processed when we get back in January, or start that. So you might say, well, do you believe that? And it's like, you know what? It's a coin flip whether or not I believe that. But obviously, my interest in it is if this is another mechanism to, A, help with the economy, and, B, bring people that benefit the country in terms of another source of capital for growing the private sector, then why not? Now, there's been some abuses around. They've talked about, it's like, well, then that's fine if you want to do something to, and most have been around how the boundaries are drawn for these districts that can be eligible or not. But I'm sitting there going, well, okay, I know you would like it to go in the most blighted areas or something like that. That's great, but what's the matter with economic growth anywhere? I don't want to ignore those folks. They've got some special rules proposed for the rurals. And it's like, well, that's fine if we want to encourage that. I mean, obviously, I would be interested in that. But my concern, Sam, is that in this lust to prevent something that happened in drawing a district in New York, you're going to remove a tool which, quite frankly, I think has been successful. And it was there before me. I'm just saying, you know, this is a car that runs pretty well. Let's keep driving it.
And that's where you got to leave it. Congressman Mark Amadee, always a pleasure. We will see you in Washington, D.C. in September.
Okay, look forward to it.
We'll be right back.
I got to AMP from the counselor at my high school. She introduced me. We did the walkthrough. But once I did get to AMP, I really liked it. I also was able to open up with Monica and Janine a lot. And I definitely do not regret it, because I know with Monica and Janine, I can go to them and they'll give me the best advice ever.
We love sci-fi movies, but going to the theater isn't like it used to be. Getting the popcorn, the snacks, the tickets, it's just not worth it.
Well, why go out when you can stay in? With a brand new HD TV from RC Willie, you can have an amazing movie experience right inside your home.
Top brand TVs up to 90 inches are in stock now for immediate delivery. This sharp 55-inch smart TV is $5.99, and this Sony 60-inch smart TV is only $9.99. RC Willie, your home, your way.
What's inside the Spectrum Triple Play? All the brilliant HD, internet speed, and unlimited calling you need. Spectrum has all your favorite channels with the most free HD you can get, plus free primetime on demand to watch when you want. All for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. And only Spectrum surrounds you with the fastest internet, starting at 60 megabits per second. That's enough speed for all your devices, with no data caps and a free modem for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. Then add unlimited nationwide calling with no added taxes or fees. Just $29.99 a month. Because nothing illuminates your home like the Spectrum Triple Play. Switch to Spectrum now for free HD, the fastest internet, and unlimited calling. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999 today.
So Lazy Boy is having its huge anniversary sale with savings on sofas, sectionals, chairs, and more. But just because it's a huge anniversary sale doesn't mean they need some loud ad that screams, sale. It's just me telling you about the great deals on gorgeous furniture. Oh, and that. There's also that.
Hurry in for great savings.
Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Among the guests coming up next week, Michelle Fiore, Victoria Seaman, Danny Tarkanian, and James Settlemyer. We'll see you then.